Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
Morning, pal! When I'm driving the bus in the morning, I always get the troublemakers. But I figured out how to get rid of them. I crank up the volume on The Big Show with John Boy and Billy. They are a laugh riot. And the crackheads hate it.
Madam, it is Tuesday, December the 7th.
Wait, did you say ock-a-doodle-doo?
I don't know.
That's what he said.
That's what it sounded like.
You owe us a C, young man.
I owe you a cup. I'll catch up with you later. All right, dude. Hey, we're all here good. All right, y'all up, awake, paying attention. Every word out of my mouth, I like it. How's everybody besides that? It is National Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. Those of us certain age, remember, grew up December the 7th.
Now, you're not old enough to remember that.
No, 1941. I remember.
But he remembers hearing about it.
Well, anybody can remember hearing about it.
That's right, man. Yeah, they drew us in, attacking us like it. Let's see, it's National Cotton Candy Day.
Oh, speaking of things that'll draw you in.
Good old cotton candy. That's basically just... like sugar, real light as air sugar.
It is just sugar. Not basically, it is. So. I have a cotton candy maker at my house.
Oh, what? That's right. You do. Holding out on us?
Popcorn maker and candy cane and snow cones. So I could quit this job anytime.
Listen, you load up that carny truck and bring that here.
But then you'd have to be
around
people.
All he needs is a really long pair of shoes, and he's in business.
All right, and today's National Illinois Day recognizes the land of Lincoln, home to the Windy City, fertile prairies, as the 21st state to join the United States of America. By listening, Illinois, it's your day today. All right, well, we got a 3 days in history saved up. Get a first prize pack out and see what I grabbed out of the office for my daily stuff giveaway. Get going. Big Show's on the radio. Good morning, got the Big Show on the radio. First prize packet we play for today is Astera Labs CBD Variety Pack. Well, you heard of all the great benefits of CBD. Now's the best time to try, buy it for yourself, or make it a perfect holiday gift. Get 65% off. Just use our code JBB at checkout while supplies last. Click on the banner at thebigshow.com. Must be 18 to win. By the way, the Daily Stuff giveaway, I found a cool United States Space Alliance Space Shuttle pin, a gold lapel pin of the space shuttle.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll celebrate a little later with our old buddy Jay Honeycutt, who was the director of Kennedy Space Center. He was there, the big landing on the moon, part of history. A great guy down there in Florida. All right, Jay. Okay, so 3 dates in history where we'll get our categories. Let's do it here. It was 1817. English naval officer Captain William Bligh died at age 63. Y'all remember that name, Captain Bligh? He was the captain of the HMS Bounty who was cast adrift by a mutinous crew.
Yes, indeed.
It was a movie, Humphrey Bogart, one of the old movies.
Well, wasn't there a Mel Gibson in one?
Yeah, it was definitely old.
Oh, okay, so, but they have done a new one. That's what I was wondering.
I think Mel Gibson was in a newer one.
How about that? All right.
Like from the 80s.
It was called The Bounty or something like that.
Check that out. Yeah, all right. Shout out to the Duha fishing team. For some reason, it reminds me of that.
Oh, because they're mutinous.
And they've cast him adrift in a small boat.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
All right, it was on this date in 1913. Merchant Aaron Montgomery Ward died at age 70. So he founded Montgomery Ward Stores and the first mail order firm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Like we talked about that. Sears just kind of jumped on the bandwagon after Montgomery Ward.
But it's worth repeating, the brilliance of Sears is that he looked at the size of the Montgomery Ward catalog and made his just a little bit smaller. So that when women would go through and tidy up their house,
it would sit on top.
Yep. How about that? Very smart.
You got to think. Make some money these days.
Yeah, he did.
Or back then, 1913. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 2001. Genetically modified food could feed the world's hungry if the rich nations would stop fearing it, a UN report asserted.
Mm.
Fearing food.
No, fearing the genetically modified
The report said crops altered to produce higher yields could revolutionize farming in Africa, Latin America, and across the underdeveloped world. However, those who believe that nature should not be tampered with call genetically modified food Frankenfood.
Well, you've seen the people at the mall. We'll eat anything. Frankenfood, that sounds good.
But I will tell you, the reason you got confused, that first sentence kind of sounds like it was written by Yoda.
Genetically modified food.
No, Yoda, the guy from Star Wars.
All right, well, let us sink in there. So there's our three categories, 1-800-BIG-SHOW, she told free line. We play Outburst next. Tuesday morning, Big Show's on the radio. Video of the day. Stephen Curry sinks one from the stands.
Ooh, everything he does with a ball is just amazing.
That looks like a good work, man. Check it out at thebigshow.com. Big Show Kid, whose rookie card, we just told you, most expensive ever. $5.6 million somebody paid for his rookie card.
Did I mention that my nephew...
Is he wiping himself now?
He's past that. He can do it from the stands. Yes.
Yeah. All right, we're not going to compare nephews here. Let's just enjoy that video when you make your daily visit to thebigshow.com. And right now, let's get the winning beginning.
Outburst. Let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy. Billy, give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Let's say hey the Robert from Lumberton, North Carolina.
We'll have a big show time.
Robert! Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, my friend.
Good morning. How's everything right there around I-95, I-74, beautiful Lumber River going through your place?
It is what it is.
All right. Well, Robert, glad you made it through here, buddy. Let's see if we can get through these categories and make you a winner. You ready to go?
I'm ready.
In 5 seconds, 3 positions on a naval ship. Ready? Go.
Master Chief, First Mate, Chief Engineer.
All right. Yeah, all right, that's 3. What are you going to say?
You guess.
Over the rail, throwing up. All right. Robert, now we need 3 department stores. Ready, go.
Montgomery Ward, Sears, Macy's.
Bam. And here we go for your victory. 3 genetically modified foods. Ready, go.
Potatoes, apples, and corn.
I guess so. Is that right? I have no idea how you tell.
I pulled up the list just in case. So yeah.
You turn them over and look at the bottom. It's like a puppy.
No, they have to note that they're GMOs. They have to.
Oh,
that was
right?
One thing about it. It's like you can do it, but the FDA or
GMOs.
FDA said you have to put the GMO that they're
They're the F in food
and drug. Yes.
All right, Robert. Well, we figured it out here, and you did it in less than 5 seconds. So you get the big Astera Lab CBD variety pack. You got Pillar's audio book, I Was a Teenage Mall Santa, from JeffPillarsBooks.com. And you got your name and a half of that gold lapel space shuttle pin giving away today. All right.
Oh, that sounds great, man. I've been a fan of y'all's for over 20 years.
Wow, Robert, we appreciate you, buddy. You hang on. Jack can get you info. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to y'all.
Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Who's about 20 minutes away? The latest Christmas song, brand new one from Phil McCracken, old boy. Big Show on the radio. All right. Very first Christmas album dealing with a Christmas horror. And that reminds me, back by popular demand, name that Christmas song on John Boy's trumpet.
No!
No, man. What y'all want for some reason, man? It's been, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 years since we did that.
And too long.
Every year, yeah. People say, please do it. So what we're going to do, if you want to play, you got to send us an email with your name and phone number, thetrumpet@thebigshow.com. All right, so this we figured out, right? This is people that really wanted it. Maybe you're pretty good at identifying Christmas songs, and you got to be real good at it the way I do it on the trumpet. You know, I hadn't been practicing for
also,
5
when
years.
Also, it's sort of a waiver when you send it in.
That's true. So you'll be playing Name That Christmas Song on the trumpet. Starting next week, so the 2 weeks before Christmas, so just shoot us an email, trumpet@thebigshow.com.
Yep.
All right. And now a local horror. There's a little town called McCaddenville that decorates the whole town every Christmas time. And we had fun with that.
Christmas, a time for laughter, fun, merriment, and terror.
Golly gee whiz, aren't these lights beautiful?
Yeah.
Well, you know, the thrill's brand new every year.
Mm-hmm.
I bet we'll have a bigger crowd than ever driving in to take a look.
Probably. Hey, what happened? All the lights went out.
Oh, no. I was afraid this was going to happen someday.
Huh?
We've got a loose bulb somewhere in the system.
What? Oh, no. You mean?
Yes. We're going to have to unscrew every bulb in town one by one until we find the problem.
The McCandrill Horror in Super 3D. This time, the terror of municipal electricians will not stop at the edge of the screen.
Well, maybe it's this in here. All right, try it now.
No.
All right, well, maybe it's this in here. Wait a minute. All right, try it now.
No.
The McCandrill Horror from Revco Embassy.
Maybe it's this in here. All right, try it now.
No.
Rated R.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. First new Christmas song of 2021 is Phil McCracken.
Bare knuckle brawling Black Friday at Walmart. No parking spaces and mall Santas who fart. Rednecks who bitch that they wish it was spring. These are my least favorite holiday things. Pumpkin spice Twinkies and lights that aren't blinking. Frigid cold weather has body parts shrinking. $4 for gas cause of some ding-a-ling. These are my least favorite holiday things. Really bad acting in lame Hallmark movies. Bumpkins who always call hors d'oeuvres who's doovies. Holiday classics when mumbled by Sting. These are my least favorite holiday things. When my mom's drunk and my aunt sings and I want to cry. Each year I'm plagued with these horrible things and now there's a hair in my pie. I'm gonna eat it, but still. Rings made from beer cans and gross ugly sweaters. Expensive turkeys from Building Back Better. My stripper knees showing up in her G-string. These are my least favorite holiday things. Still getting carded by liquor store cashiers. Grandma keeps getting run over by reindeers. Finding out cousins are having a fling. These are my least favorite holiday things. Sure tail relations destroying my kitchen. Hateful old Karens who just can't stop bitching. Gifts wrapped in newspaper and fishing strings. These are my least favorite holiday things. When it's over, I'll do handsprings. I won't shed a tear. That's when I remember my least favorite things will be coming back.
Good morning, love-starved mortals. Cupid here. You know how to make 2 million people fall in love at the same time? Tune them into the Big Show with John Boy and Billy. Trust me, there's enough of them to go around. And by the by, you're welcome.
Big Show on the Radio, Tuesday, December the 7th. Yeah, remember, Pearl Harbor is Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. It was attacked in 1941, December the 7th. What it was. Let's see
you,
here.
You remember the movie Tora?
Oh, yeah. That's good.
We were poor. I had a really small TV. All we ever saw was Tora.
I thought it was about the old manager. When Atlanta Braves and New York Yankees. It was Joe Torre.
Ah.
There was a joke in there that I had for Hanson back years ago.
And you're not very committed to it.
No, I'm not.
Like.
But I want
to. We're bailing out as you were saying.
I guess you're supposed to remember the punchline when you're going to tell the joke.
Right. But I appreciate you making mine seem a lot funnier.
Yeah, definitely.
That's a lot better than what I had. All right. Let's say you're having a birthday today. And all your life you've been having one on Pearl Harbor, I'm guessing here. You're sharing one. Baseball's Johnny Bench. All right, Johnny Bench, 74 years old today. We got to meet Johnny several times over the years. Just recently when I was doing the Hope for the Warriors deal in Fayetteville with Rick Weisler.
Did you tell him your Joe Torre joke?
He would have probably appreciated it.
Yeah.
There you go, Johnny. All right, what about Noam Chomsky? He's 93.
MIT professor and father of modern linguistics. So I'm not surprised you don't know who that is.
Noam! Didn't they yell at when he walked in the bar?
Yeah. There's some joke where he was in Alaska. I don't know. It was something like that.
NFL player Terrell Owens is 48 years old today. He's retired, of course. Actress Jennifer Carpenter, 42, from Dexter. I thought that was a cartoon.
No, Dexter.
No,
you'd
that's
love
Dexter's
Dexter.
Laboratory. It's a very different show. This is one about the serial killer.
Oh.
Dexter is a serial killer who works in forensics.
He's like a blood spatter guy or something.
Yeah,
like
so
that.
Yeah. So he murders the bad guys.
He only kills the bad guys. Yeah.
Boom. Is this on now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's been on
they
for
just
a long
brought
time.
It back, as a matter of fact. It's been off the air for a couple years, but they just started a new season.
Well, no wonder. I've been avoiding it. I thought it was that idiot in the laboratory.
I promise you should watch it. You would like it.
Wow. Okay. What's it on?
Television.
I think it's Showtime, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. Check out Dexter. Actor C. Thomas Howell, 55. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Thurston's brother.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
All right.
And odd that he's only 55, but yeah.
And actress Sherry Appleby, 43. Sheree. Played Liz Parker on Roswell.
Nope.
Who won?
Ed Hall, former Tonight Show announcer. Ed Hall, 63 years old.
I'm guessing you didn't read this list before you started because I'm like, I can see you going, who is, I don't know who any of these people are.
I have to say, just quit after Johnny Bench.
We're off to a strong start there for a second.
So we'll say mainly happy birthday to you then, all right? Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. The winner gets a Liquid Performance automotive cleaning and detailing kit. Go to BigShow.com, click on the Liquid Performance banner, get 20% off when you enter code JBB at checkout. Also, put your name in the hat for the daily stuff. It's a gold-colored space shuttle lapel pin, still in plastic bag. Hang on, we'll play in minutes. But right now, from the desk of Tatertainment News, what to watch? Here's Marcy Tata Moran.
All right, we've got the weekend box office results. Disney's Encanto repeats at number one. Encanto. Followed by Ghostbusters Afterlife, House of Gucci, and a family film called Christmas with the Chosen, The Messengers.
Oh, man, that's The Chosen, who we told you that online deal about the life of Jesus.
Yes.
The disciples. Awesome. Good, man.
Okay. Opening in theaters this weekend, West Side Story. Now, Steven Spielberg's remake of the classic Broadway musical is coming to the big screen, and it's a remake from the big screen movie hit from 1961.
Yeah, so it's been a hit musical, and it's been a movie already. Yeah.
Hadn't we suffered enough with that remake of Annie, did you?
Oh, I didn't see that live one.
They're going to do a remake of Annie about every 5 years for the rest of your life. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
I didn't watch it. I'm just the previews got on my nerve.
Wow.
Okay, maybe Spielberg.
But Steven Spielberg, I can't imagine what he's doing to West Side Story. Huh. Yeah.
All
yeah.
Right. See what happened. All maybe right. A little Yoda be in there.
I was going to say, maybe there'll be laser beams.
You mean little E.T.?
Yeah, I guess right. That's his
Trending over on Netflix, Lost in Space, the reboot, which is a good bit darker than the original show from the 60s, is back for its third and final season, Randy. I know this was your favorite, so it's back. Money Heist, one of the most popular shows on Netflix ever. Eight robbers lock themselves inside the Royal Mint of Spain to pull the biggest heist in history. The second half of the fifth and final season is streaming now.
Jackie, I think, watched that.
She watched The Money Heist?
Yeah, she was talking about it the other day that they had watched it. Yeah.
And Jurassic Park Camp
Cretaceous.
Cretaceous. I knew
I
that.
I almost waited to see what you
see
were
what I was
going to
say.
A Jurassic Park, was it like crustaceans come alive?
No, not no. Cretaceous. No. It's like an era when the dinosaurs were
alive. Oh, era.
See, you think that the world's going to go down to a bunch of crawfish.
Giant crabs.
Attack of the shrimp. Well, it's a group of high schoolers who went a trip to a summer camp at the home of the original Jurassic Park.
Oh, perfect.
So what could go wrong, right? When they try to keep opening this place, pretty much everything goes wrong.
So. Apparently, they're putting kids in there to see if they've got all the bugs out.
They like the little people. They like the little kids.
More nerves.
So that's what's trending on Netflix, and that's a wrap of what to watch.
All right. Well, thank you, Tay. Well, let's get us a winner. Let's play John Boy Jeopardy. Review yesterday's question. We found out this Hollywood icon's got so many attractions based on his movies at Universal Studios, he now rakes in about $50 million a year in royalties and fees from the parks.
That's Steven Spielberg.
All right. Just talking about him, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Today's John Boy Jeopardy. The main Volkswagen plant in Wolfsburg, Germany is a strange place. Of course, they made a lot of their cars there, but over the past 50 years, they've also produced a huge amount of this food product.
What is a Wolfsburger?
What y'all got? 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line across America. We play John Boy Jeopardy next. Show on the radio Tuesday, December the 7th. Video today. See Big Show kid Stephen Curry sink one from the stands. The kid's awesome.
Amazing.
Check it out at BigShow.com. You also register to win John Boy's weekly stuff. It's a collection of Santas and Snowmen illustrations from the late Sam Bass, signed and dated by Sam in the mid-2000s. Also, next week we'll bring back Name That Christmas Song on John Boy's trumpet. If you want to play, shoot us an email, trumpet@thebigshow.com. Well, right. And right now, let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's John Boy Jeopardy.
Ah, wah, wah, wah.
And now your host, a man who's been known to stink one from the stands from time to time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's John Moore.
And thank you.
It's something about the wood and the resonation from the
fall. Let's say hey to Bryce out of Rock Hill, South Carolina. Good morning, Bryce.
Hi, how you doing, guys?
Hey, man, we all good. Welcome in here. All right, you first up, Bryce. Let's see what you got. The main Volkswagen plant in Wolfsburg, Germany is a strange place. Of course, they made a lot of their cars there, but over the past 50 years, they've also produced a huge amount of this food product. Do you know, Bryce?
I think it's baloney.
You think it's baloney?
Southern is that?
Oh, are you close?
That was their mileage figure they were having trouble with a couple of years ago.
Yeah, that was baloney.
Yeah. Bryce, we appreciate you playing, buddy. You have a great day.
All right, you have a good day, too, sir.
All right, man. Let's go to Bruce. He's down in Easley, South Carolina. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, John Boy.
Hello. Hi, Bruce. We know it ain't baloney that they were making over there at a Volkswagen plant in Germany. What you got?
Sausage, John Boy.
God, is it sausage?
Southern is that?
It sure is. Yeah.
They figured out it was cheaper to make sausage than to buy it.
Well, they had like 60,000 employees that works at this huge plant, so they'd make their own sausage.
Mm-hmm. And feed them in the canteen.
And it was a huge hit. They had it, because we talked about this on Current Events Quiz a few weeks ago. It was like they were selling it in grocery stores and in sports stadiums.
Yep.
It was a monster hit.
It was so good.
So all of Germany was really pissed off when they decided to change it.
So they switched it, and now they went to vegan, so meatless sausage and all them Germans about half hot.
Oh, not half hot.
Hiling some Hitler over there, man.
This is the worst, the bratwurst.
Hey, Bruce, it worked out for you, buddy. You got the big old Liquid Performance automotive cleaning and detailing kit in that John Boy and Billy bucket and naming a hat for my gold space shuttle lapel pin. We'll give away at the end of the show. All right, buddy.
All right.
Space shuttle, that's not actually made of gold.
Maybe it's gold plated. Well, yeah. Bruce, all right with it. Hang on, Bruce. Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Put us about 20 minutes away from my annual top 10 list of the worst gift ideas this Christmas season. Good morning, it's a big show on the radio, Tuesday morning. About 20 minutes, that brand new top 10 list, the worst gift ideas for this year. Yeah, right now we go back. Of course, we have Christmas traditions here on the big show. Some make some sense and some don't.
Like much of what we do here.
Yeah, this is from our very first Christmas album. Yes, I know y'all old-time listeners remember the Clank Clank Man. He was hot. I'm going to say we're going to prove it here, but I don't know. Enjoy. Remember this when you're a kid. It's a Clank Clank Christmas.
Prior Arrest Records presents a new collection of your favorite Christmas music, recorded by one of today's most original performers. It's the Clank Clank Family Christmas Album. Yes, the Clank Clank Family have assembled the most beloved Christmas music of all time in a special two-album set. It's the holiday album that's destined to become a new Christmas classic. Who wouldn't love spending Christmas with the Clank Clank Family? Okay, stupid question. Don't answer that. The Clank Clank Family sends their holiday best to you on A Clank Clank Family Christmas. LP $12.99, cassette $15.99, compact disc $18.99. Available now at your favorite store and stores you don't like, too.
Good Tuesday morning, the big show is on the radio. Headed toward Christmas time. Make a daily visit to thebigshow.com. Speaking of Christmas, man, you can register to win my weekly stuff. It's a collection of Santas and snowmen illustrations from the late Sam Bass, signed and dated by Sam in the mid-2000s. Randy got a picture of all of them. Here, check it out, and you can have them. Bigshow.com. All right. And making of Christmas time, time for our annual top 10 list. Take it, Bidley.
Today's Big Show Top 10 list, the top 10 worst-selling Christmas toys of the year. Number 10, Hasbro's Super Finger Slicer Offer. Number 9, Pin the Tail on the Wall Outlet. Number 8, Cardi B's Home Vape Juice Factory. Number 7, Rock'em Sock'em Chinese Twitter Box. Number 6, Tony Hawk's Incredibly Painful Nut Shots for PlayStation 5. Let's see, number 5, Larry the Cable Guy's Crack Your Neighbor's Wi-Fi Password Fun Kit.
Number four, Gary Busey's Where in the World is San Diego, California? Number three, the George Foreman lean, mean, fake vaccination card machine. Number two, Barbie's pal Butterface. And the number one worst-selling toy of the year, Hangry Hangry Hippos.
What, go now? Okay, good morning. There's Stan Higgins here. Nothing makes my day like a chance to pop in on John Boy and Billy here on The Big Show. But I don't come here just to see them. I'm not a gay. I come here for eye candy. Babs, Jackie, and Tater. Because Daddy's got a sweet tooth. How is that, too blue?
Good morning, it's Big Show on the radio for you Tuesday, December the 7th. And beginning next week, back by popular demand, name that Christmas song on John Boy's trumpet. Yes, been asking for it for about, that's been like 4 or 5 years. Y'all said the trumpet was lost, man. Y'all knew where it was the whole time. I was sorry y'all hiding it from it. And see, the listeners demanded. Now, I said, what we're going to do, I'm kind of rusty, so we're going to ask people that if you would like to play, to shoot us an email at thebigshow.com, because you got to be pretty good at Christmas songs to begin with.
Yeah, yeah. Unless, of course, you're the guy playing the trumpet.
And then, as in, so Randy, tell him I've got it right here. Tell him what to do. So, okay, I'll tell him. I'll sit back down. Go to email trumpet@thebigshow.com. All right.
So you send a note to say, I want to play, and you send it to trumpet at thebigshow.com.
All we need is your name and phone number. That'll go right to Jackie.
You'll set it up, right?
And the trumpet really was lost. I found it in the supply closet, but the thing that you blow in, that was somewhere else. You don't want to know.
The mouthpiece?
Yeah, you don't want to know.
I've already touched it to my lips.
That's why I waited.
I'm pretty tough.
Yeah.
Still know my scales.
Where was it all this time? Sounds like an awful place.
Y'all thought I might be getting close to it since I've been giving stuff away from the office that I've collected over 20 years since we've been in this location for the Big Show. But no, it was in the supply closet.
Yes.
All right. Well, anyway, so we will start that next Monday in lieu of the wordy word game. And who knows, when we get closer to Christmas, might just do a whole day of contest, name that Christmas song. Depends on how my lips hold up.
Mm-hmm. And what popular demand says.
All right. So email trumpet@thebigshow.com. You want to play? That's the way to do it. Good luck to everybody, including me.
Yeah.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, the easiest way for you to win this morning, it's the current events quiz. Take C, get a Mount Olive Pickle prize pack. Spending time with family and friends during the holidays has never been more important. For nearly 100 years, Mount Olive Pickle Company has been part of holiday traditions, and our customers are the reason we are committed to excellence. Thank you from the Mount Olive Pickle Company family. All right, my daily stuff is a gold space shuttle lapel pin. All right, win a contest. Get your name in a hat for that.
Not really gold.
Gold-colored space shuttle lapel pin. Still in the plastic bag. Also, you can put it on a ball cap. All right.
Wow.
Maybe we can start thinking about that. Our good friend Jay Honeycutt, who was director of Kennedy Space Center. We spent a lot of time in and around space over the years, hadn't we?
Yep.
Remember when first got to know Jay, this fateful phone call. All right, ripped the lid off that. Run that.
Good morning. The Big Show's on the radio. John Boy. I'm the big stupid one. And Billy. Everything. Okay, more Big Show coming up here. Let's, is this the right button? The push this button?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yeah,
I don't even know. Okay. All right, are we off?
Yeah.
All right. By the way, tell the writers I think that ooh-wah, came a little bit too early. Wanted to more or less build up to the ooh-wah.
Too early.
Okay, all right. Who have I got on the phone? So we got one here?
That's Jay, yeah.
Okay, hello?
John Boy.
Hey, who is this?
This is Jay Honeycutt from the Kennedy Space Center.
Hey, Jay, how's it going, buddy?
Well, not bad, but you got a second?
Wait just a minute. Jackie, listen, tell Erskine Bowles I'll call him right back. I need to wrap with Jay a little bit.
He's with the president.
I know he's with the president. Tell him just to wait. If he wants to talk to me, he can wait, all right? Okay. I got Jay on the phone. Hey, Jay, how can I help you, buddy?
Well, we got a little problem with that shuttle mission, you know, we launched here a while back.
Uh-huh.
And I need your help.
No prob. What you got?
Well, we're supposed to do a spacewalk tomorrow morning,
mm-hmm.
and we can't get that outer hatch open.
Huh. Now, will the latch handles rotate properly?
No.
Did you remove the safety catches?
Well, we did that.
And the handles won't turn? All four?
All four.
Let's see. All right. Now, this is just a shot in the dark, Jay. Read me the numbers off the temperature sensors on the EVA monitor panel.
Just a sec. Let's see here. All right. How do I get that remote readout program?
Press the function 7 key.
Function 7?
Yeah, you see that little row of keys at the very top of your keyboard? They should say F1, F2, F3.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, press F7.
Got it.
All right, now what do you see?
Minus 150 centigrade.
Minus 150. Jay, look at the starboard thruster monitor readout.
Starboard thruster readout?
That's F4.
Oh, okay, got it. It reads negative.
Ah, that's what I thought. Jay, the shuttle isn't rotating in orbit.
It isn't?
No, it's not. When a spacecraft is orbiting, it's got to rotate so the same side of the shuttle isn't always facing the sun. If it is, that side that's in the sun will heat up hundreds of degrees, and the side away from the sun goes into like a deep freeze. The outer hatch is on the side away from the sun. It's minus 150 degrees, which means the latches are frozen shut.
So what do I do?
Well, fire the rotational thruster, and then the shuttle will start to rotate, and then the lock will unfreeze.
Well, how do I do that?
Okay. Access the remote access link to the starboard thruster readout. Program for a half-second burn.
A half-second burn.
That means the rocket fires for half a second.
Oh, and to do that,
You press F12, Jay. Click the burn duration field. Type in 0.5.
Got it.
All right. Everything okay? What's your inclination?
Mostly I like blonde.
No, Jay, your inclination, it's a degree reading on panel 4.
Let's see, 57 degrees.
No, you need to adjust that. Make it 51.6.
51.6, okay.
All right, what's your altitude?
184 statute miles.
184, Jay, that should be 196.
196?
Yeah, at least.
I'll get right on it.
All right, I hope so, man.
Hey, we're having a press conference tomorrow about that insulation stuff we're working on for NASCAR.
Mm-hmm.
Is that going pretty good?
Well, yes, of course it is.
What does that stuff do exactly?
Jay, it reflects the heat away from the cockpit, lowers the temperature inside the car about 50 degrees.
And that helps?
I should say it does, especially in places like Talladega in the summertime. Inside of that car heats up to over 150 degrees.
Wow, that would make a difference. Yeah. You really knew what you were doing there.
Yeah.
And by the way, thanks for letting us take the credit for it.
No problem, Jay. I'm here for you, man.
And hey, great job on that trumpet solo at the NASCAR Million Dollar Contributors Banquet.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody said Earth, Wind, and Fire medley was the most amazing thing they'd ever heard.
Thanks, Jay. But remember now, I want you to keep that quiet because I'm not supposed to be really able to play.
Yeah, I know. Hey, great idea on the Mars rock, too, with a bacteria on it.
Yeah.
That thing kept us on the front pages for weeks.
I'm an idea man, Jay. That's what I do, man. Now, anytime you need anything, you give me a call. I'm here for you guys. I love NASA. You know that.
Well, thanks, John. And anytime I can help you out, just say the word.
I'll do it. Hey, that reminds me, Jay. That lipless guy's coming in tomorrow morning. Now, what's that thing he always says? That's a vast improvement over my idea.
No. That's a lot better than what I had.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay. That's a lot better than what I had.
Well, okay, Johnny. I got to go. Best of the gang.
All right. Same to you guys. Hey, AJ, we're getting ready to play the current events quiz in a few minutes. You know how I always get that mixed up. Now, the right answer is take B.
No. Take C.
Right. Okay. Take C. Hey, know what? That's a lot better than what I had. I love that. That kills me.
Get it? All right. Merry Christmas, Jay, and your lovely wife. All right, then, let's play the current events quiz. Biddley, what are we dealing with?
The story of the world's weirdest nose job.
All right, 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. You take C, you will win. We play next. Sound the trumpets. Man, I wish I had my trumpet. That's the best I can do now. It's horse racing time. Saddle up for action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code BIGSHOW. Only on the DK Horse app. Use code BIGSHOW.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year. Equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Good morning, it's the Big Show on the radio, rolling to you Tuesday. Our video today brought to you by Nichols Store, Rock Hill, South Carolina, your Hunt headquarters, right? Hunter on your Christmas list. Stephen Curry sinks one from the stands. Check out the Big Show Kid at BigShow.com. Thank you, all your stuff here with your daily visit, man. Good stuff. You to Peru. And right now, Pep Squad. And let's say hey to Justin from Wintersville, Ohio. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, Justin. Y'all had any winter weather in Wintersville yet?
Nope. Rain.
Just rain. All right, man. Wouldn't it be great to, if all of us have a white Christmas?
All of us?
All of us. I mean, the whole country.
That would definitely be a headline story.
Yeah. All right, dude. Let's work on that. Justin, sorry.
Let's work on that.
Thinking about. Listen.
What are you laughing at? You'll be the one who puts in charge of it.
I think they would call it an ice age.
Yeah.
Pretty sure. Well, didn't it happen on that movie one time? No, there was tornadoes all over the place, wasn't it? Yeah. Okay, that wouldn't be good. All right, listen, I'm trying to get back on track here.
That's it. I'm canceling Netflix at your house.
Justin, are you ready to play, buddy?
For sure.
All right, here we go then, Billy.
Well, surgeons at a hospital in China performed an unusual surgery to treat a patient whose nose got mangled in a serious car accident. The team used the patient's own skin to create a replacement nose that they temporarily attached to the middle of his forehead.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Yes. The surgeons implanted a skin expander and cut the tissue into the shape of a nose, and then they implanted a piece of cartilage from the man's rib cage to give it the proper shape.
Amazing.
Except for looking like Mr. Potato Head gone wrong, it went pretty well. The nose was later transplanted to the usual nose slot on the man's face. Before the surgery, he says he got a lot of puzzled reactions from people. His standard reply was, A, yes, it's real. B, yes, I know it looks weird. Or C, hello, my eyes are down here.
What you got, Justin?
I'm going to have to go with C on this one.
Yeah, the boy. That would be a good conversation starter.
Oh, for sure, yeah. Try not to talk about it.
Hey, Justin, you got the Mount Olive Pickle Prize Pack Pillars. I was a teenage mall Santa audio book, and your name in a hat for that gold-colored space shuttle lapel pin in plastic bag. All right. Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Right on the other side, our time capsule for this Tuesday morning. We'll run, jump in the playhouse, and then sports with a Pac-Man. Coming up.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show, the South's number one export.
Hey, is this Hoyt?
All my life, want to fight about it?
No, not right now, man. John Boy and Billy here.
Hey, what do you say there, you big old hee-haw-looking part Indian, all redneck, no driving son of a gun?
Not much. How's it going?
Not dang it. Delbert's daddy, Reed, has then moved in with us again.
Oh, no. Don't tell me he's having trouble with his wife.
Yep. The clock is winding down on another one. Here lately, they don't do nothing but argue. Kind of reminds me of The Simpsons.
Homer and Marge?
No, OJ and Nicole.
Oh, no. Now, what number wife is Reed up to now? I think I lost count.
This one here is number six.
He's been married six times.
Five, seriously.
Well, what's the problem this time?
Oh, they've been arguing lately about whether or not it's all right to have one night a week out with the boys. He don't think she should.
So, Reed's moved in with you and Delbert, huh?
Yeah, we took him down to Wrightsville Beach last weekend to kind of get his mind off of it.
Uh-huh.
Went down and stayed at this place right around the corner from Johnny Mercer's pier.
Yeah.
Did some fishing.
Right.
And we went out Friday morning about 6 o'clock and set up right down from this feller way down at the end of the pier. We fished till about noon, went to get some lunch. We come back an hour later, this fella at the end of the dock still there. He hadn't moved.
Mm-hmm.
By the time we started packing up, about 4:30, he was still sitting there.
Fishing.
Stayed there all day long.
Uh-huh.
Next morning, we come out again. Same feller sitting in the exact same place. Mm-hmm. Well, we kind of, you know, waved at him, and he waved back. He stayed there the whole time we was there again. We come out again Sunday morning. I'd be doggone if that same son of a gun wasn't set up in exactly the same place and stayed there the whole time we was there that day.
My goodness.
So we went in Sunday afternoon, took a shower, went out to get a beer. We walk in and sit down. Guess who's sitting at the end of the bar? That son of a gun from the pier again. So I walked down there, and I sat beside him, bought him a beer, and we got to talking. I says, you down here by yourself doing a little fishing, I guess? And the feller says, well, no, actually, I'm on my honeymoon. I said, honeymoon? Well, where's your wife? And he says, well, she's back at the motel. I said, well, you've been out here fishing for 3 solid days. Now here you are sitting here drinking in a bar. How come you ain't back at the motel celebrating with your new bride? He says, well, I tell you the truth, she's got a real bad case of gonorrhea. I said, that's tough. How come you just don't, you know, go over and lay down with her and hold her real close and, you know, y'all just kind of snuggle up? He says, well, she don't feel up to that neither. She's got a real bad case of diarrhea.
Oh, man.
I says, oh. Well, did you at least give her a nice big kiss before you walked out the door? He says, can't do that either. She's got pyrrhea. I said, my goodness. Gonorrhea, diarrhea, pyrrhea. Listen, if you don't mind me asking, why in the world did you marry this woman? He said, well, she's got worms, too, and you know how I love to fish.
No, that's what I call a troubled relationship.
Yeah,
right,
but
there.
It cheered old Reed up right quick.
I guess so.
Hey, listen, I'm going to run here. Me and Devers got to take him over to the pickup and move some more of his stuff out of the trailer.
All right.
You going to see Goober later on?
Yeah, Will.
Well, you tell him I said, duh-huh.
All right.
He'll know what you mean.
All right.
Y'all keep him straight up for us.
All right.
Right here.
John Boy and Billy.
Yep, he's done.
Morning radio done right.
Good morning. It is a big show on the radio rolling through you Tuesday. And we got all things college sports with the Pac-Man in about 20 minutes. Right now, action.
Welcome to John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Today's episode, I, Me, Mine. As our story opens, Herman Glickman and his wife Sophie are having breakfast.
So, Herman, you fell asleep last night in the middle of the squid game. You want me to tell you what happened?
In the middle of what?
The squid game. Squid game. That crazy thing on the Netflix? Yeah, you missed the last 15 minutes. You want me to fill you in?
Not really. If you don't mind, I'm trying to eat breakfast here.
Well, you could have fooled me. Looks like you've hardly touched anything on your plate.
I guess I'm not hungry.
So are you trying to eat or are you just not hungry? I mean, because you're killing me, Harmon. It can't be both at the same time.
Sophie, please! I'm trying to organize my thoughts. I got a very complicated day coming up.
Well, Harmon, maybe I could help you think it through.
Oh, I doubt it. I doubt you'd be much help with this, darling. This is something I have to work out on my own.
Harmon, we've been married for 40 years. 40. Why are you still thinking in terms of I, me, and mine? You should be thinking we, us, and our.
Trust me, this is not a we problem.
Let me help you figure it out, okay, Herman? Tell me what's wrong. And every time you're about to say I or me or mine, change it to we and our and us. Come on, Herman.
I'm with you. Okay, fine. You really want to know?
I do.
Here it is. We've been fooling around with our secretary. Yesterday, she told us that we got her pregnant. And if we don't write her a big fat check, she's going to sue us for sexual harassment and put us out of business. How does that sound?
Sounds like we married an idiot.
Son of a...
Now,
We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse.
I'll tell you this, it never would happen if you would just undo those top two buttons every once in a while.
Tune in again next time when we hear the crusty old sexual harassment lawyer say,
"Hey, big man, let me hold a dollar."
This is Sour Beef Jones, the world's most political wrestler, with my personal valet and main squeeze, Sweaty Betty.
Don't squeeze me too tight. I might poo.
You are adorable. And before every fight, in or out of the ring, we warm up with two of the greatest patriots on the airwaves, the world heavyweight tag team comedy champions, Purdy Mouth and Half Pint.
The John Boy and Billy Big Show, Beef.
Whatever you say, Sweaty, let me give you a hug.
I warned you.
Good morning, it's a Big Show on the radio, knocking the lid on the final hour. In minutes, college sports with a Pac-Man. Man, could it be? After Georgia and Alabama played over the weekend, see it again? Pack to run that down. And of course, we got a couple of rounds of Wordy Word to play. Classic bet requests of the morning coming up as well. Yeah, if you want a contest, you might win that space shuttle gold-plated pin. Miranda says it's just gold-colored, so yes. Not even give me a gold plate there from United Space Alliance.
It's never even been near gold.
It's still in a plastic bag, so I couldn't bite it. Also good for the bill of your ball caps. Okay.
He's trying to start a trend.
Let's say any of the Big Show you might have missed when we get it over with, of course, it's John Boy and Billy's Late Risers podcast. I'm just looking at number 131 countries have downloaded the Big Show podcast.
And we hit gold for the year.
Yeah, 2,586,462.
That's 1.5 million this year alone.
How about that, man? Well, appreciate y'all telling everybody that the way from the Big Show just really tickles us about our militaries around the world. You know, you get a chance to listen to it. And it works everywhere in the world. It's a world wide web.
No kidding. Understand that. I've never thought of it that way.
And we got it easy. Well, you got it easy for everybody. At thebigshow.com, you can do that. And now, can you schedule your automatic download at thebigshow.com as well?
Yeah, everybody else can. You can.
Oh, I know.
But yeah.
I just wanted to time it. But
yeah, all you have to do is wherever you get your podcast from, just select either subscribe or follow.
All right.
It's a free podcast, so don't get into it. There are subscriptions where things cost now, so It's either follow or subscribe, depending upon where you'd get it
from. All right. So John Boy Billy, Late Risers podcast, every weekday it drops before high noon. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, your last chance to join the winners. It'll be some rousing rounds of Wordy Word. The winner gets a personalized mix of unique products from Box of Awesome. No matter what you're into, we got you covered, and 90% of it is from a small up-and-coming brand. Just in time for the holidays, boxofawesome.com. If you go to thebigshow.com, click on that banner, you get 20% off your first monthly box. Just use code JBB. Check it out there. Right now, it is time, all things college sports with the Pac-Man. Mark Packer joins us as he does every Tuesday morning right here. Good morning, Pac.
Good morning, John Boy, Billy, and crew. And Johnny, man, has it been a wild, wild week, man, since the last time you and I spoke last week. Crazy stuff has happened on the field and away from it, with coaches changing spots left and right. But let's get right to the games first. Man, Bama, Georgia, it's a game we were waiting for. Uh-huh. You know what, Johnny? Some things just never change, do they? I mean, it just doesn't seem to matter what Georgia does. They could have the greatest defense in sliced bread. They could be playing an hour from home. They just see the Crimson Tide, and they can't figure them out. I mean, Nick Saban just has their number, doesn't he? It's amazing what they did.
I know. Bulldog fans just disheartened, man. This looked like it was going to be the year, but doggone it. How about that Crimson Tide?
Well, you know what? It still could be, which is crazy because they may see each other one more time for the national championship, but we got to get there first. But Bama is now beating Georgia seven consecutive times. Nick Saban doesn't seem to matter. Spied them a 10-point lead and said, okay, cool, watch this. And then ran them right out of the building. And it doesn't make any sense. But, again, you tip your hat to Alabama. They win the SEC championship, and because of the win, they knocked Georgia out of the top spot. Bama now the number one overall seed for the college football playoff. Cincinnati makes history. They become the first group of five team to ever make to the college football playoff. So you'll have Alabama and Cincinnati. They'll play in the Cotton Bowl. And then on the other side of the college football playoff, you've got Michigan, who won the Big Ten title for the first time outright since 2004. Jim Harbaugh started the season unranked. First time we've had an unranked preseason team make it to the college football playoff. Michigan is the number two seed, Georgia the three. So in the Orange Bowl, which will be the second of the semifinal games that night, they'll take on Georgia. So you got Bama and Cincinnati, the Tide about a two-touchdown favorite. Then you've got Michigan and Georgia. The Bulldogs are about a seven-point favorite over Michigan. And if the folks in Vegas are right and you get chalk, guess what? We'll have Alabama and Georgia for the national championship. And so all those Georgia fans who are hating life this week going, man, I can't believe we just can't beat Alabama. Hey, yeah, I know you're bummed, but you still may have another chance to see Alabama, but this time it would be for the national title. But that's what we've got in the college football playoff. The other major bowls, you got Pitt, Michigan State. They'll beat the Peach Bowl. Notre Dame and Oklahoma State will be in a fiesta. Baylor, who won the Big 12 by knocking off Oklahoma State, will have Ole Miss in the Sugar Bowl, which will be a good one. And Utah and Ohio State will play in the Rose Bowl. So those are your New Year's Day six bowls and the college football playoff, the big bowls. And, of course, they got about 8,000 other bowl games. The ACC's got 10 teams in it. You got the SEC, 13 of their 14 conference members are going bowling. So that's what we got on that front. So as crazy as the games were, Johnny, man, the coaching carousel has been out of sight. Brian Kelly leaves Notre Dame last week to go to LSU. Shows up at the LSU basketball game to be introduced, and all of a sudden, a guy from the Northeast has this Southern accent all of a sudden. Like, out of nowhere, those folks in Louisiana put some voodoo on him in 48 hours. He's talking about, hey, y'all, and family, and tigers, and sweet tea. I'm like, who is this guy? What have they done to Brian Kelly down there? But he'll have success. He's a tremendous coach. But it was hilarious to watch that. A longtime Clemson assistant, for Dabo Sweeney, Brent Venables leaves to become the head football coach at Oklahoma. He came from Oklahoma to join Dabo back in 2012. Great guy. He'll do a tremendous job, a terrific hire for Oklahoma. And just when you thought it was going to finally settle down, Miami yesterday fires Manny Diaz. Mario Cristobal comes from Oregon to become their new head coach. So it is bonkers. We got athletic directors flip-flopping. We got coaches going from one major school to the other. The games themselves, I mean, college athletics in about the last 10 days has been about as crazy and wild and unpredictable, Johnny, as I've ever seen it. Between the transfer portal and kids changing left and right, between big-time coaches flip-flopping, athletic directors, upsets in the games, I mean, goodness gracious, it's been the ultimate crazy soap opera watching what's going on in college sports.
Oh, man, you called it right at the first when everything got crazy. You know, right at first you said, it's going to be a crazy year. And who would have thought Alabama, Georgia could meet again for the national championship?
Well, you may have it. And, you know, I will say this. After all the zaniness, you know, Duke was number one in college hoops. They got upset in the ACC Big Ten Challenge. So their state number one in hoops lasted all of 1 week. Purdue now the new number one. But at the end of the day, though, Johnny, this weekend I'm going to head up to New York City, Army, Navy, and to me, it's I always say it, it's the cleansing of your college football soul when you go and watch those two get after it. The tradition, the history, the amount of respect on both sides. And as zany as it's been this year in college football, especially the last couple of weeks, I think all of us can enjoy just putting your feet up and watching Army-Navy get after it this weekend, which will be an incredible scene.
Man, I know that's one of your favorite weekends of the year, Pac. You travel safe. Can't wait to hear the report, man. Watch that game down here, buddy.
You got it. You guys be good. We'll touch base next week.
All right. There he is, Mark Packard, ACC Network. Check him out. He's all over the place. I'm a man. All right, then, y'all. Well, let's play Wordy Word. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. We'll get a couple contestants and play next. Good Tuesday morning, Big Show's on the radio in our video today. Big Show kid Stephen Curry sinks one from the stands. Just get him near the gym and he'll make one.
That's amazing.
Check it out, thebigshow.com.
It may as well be magic to me. I mean, he may as well go, I got your wallet.
You know, a lot of you know before every game there, it's basically at home games, Jackie, out on the West Coast, before he goes in the locker room in the tunnel, when he's warming up, the same security guard there that's helping his good bud there will toss him the ball and he'll shoot one from the tunnel going
in. It's amazing.
And I'd like to see the percentages on that. It's way up there, man.
There's a video on YouTube of him from the tunnel making 100 in a row.
That's right. Yeah. All right. We'll see ya. A little shot from the stands. Pretty cool. Right there at thebigshow.com. All right, y'all. Let's play.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
The bird, a wordy word, and a wordy word. Let's meet the contestants. We got Jason from Hickson, Tennessee. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we got Danny from Union, Kentucky. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, boys. Kentucky versus Tennessee. Sounds like a big old SEC matchup here. Danny, you're on Team Tater and Randy.
Sup?
Jason on the John Boy and Billy side. All right, boys. All right. So, Danny, you relax. Me and Jason will go for the first 30 seconds. All right. Jason, are you ready, buddy?
I'm ready.
Let's see what we can do then. Start the clock now. 60 seconds is a
minute.
Uh-huh. All right, you have two of these in your nose.
Nostrils.
Yeah. An easy bake blank.
Oven.
Yeah. This is what the animal dead on the side of the road. He's playing.
Possum.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, there are four of these in a gallon. Four.
Pint.
Four, no.
Not
bigger.
Four quarts.
Yeah. All right. Ho, 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 and a bottle of.
Run.
Bam! All right, Jason. Good work. We don't say
and the Pirates right only really say the ho 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 thing at Christmas.
Yeah.
Usually it's yo ho ho.
It is yo ho ho.
It's a seasonal difference. Yeah.
Did he get it?
Nobody noticed except Billy.
Ho ho ho. And in our heads, we're all like, a bottle of rum.
All right, Jason, six on the board. And now, Danny and Tater for round one. Are you ready, Danny?
Yes, sir.
And go.
You get into this contest where you're eye to eye. And the first one that blinks. What kind of contest?
A staring contest.
Yeah. You stick out this from your mouth.
Tongue.
You have this. Panties is a form of this. Briefs.
Underwear.
Yeah. Another name for a deer meat.
Venison.
You have this on your finger. A witch will have it on her chin or her nose.
A wart.
Uh-huh. Yeah, this is how you put your pants up and you pull the
belt. Belt loop.
All right, there's the buzzer. Now I could get picky and say, "When Tater, you wear this for underwear," but
I didn't say where. I said you what?
Yeah, you
tried
to cut it off.
Again, a seasonal difference.
All right, good work. All right, put a five on the board.
Yeah,
all right.
So since you didn't outdo him, he's not going to get it.
Yeah, that's right. Now we had a tie. We might have been a different deal. All right, so 6-5. Jason leads. Heading into round two. And Jason, you're with Billy. Are you ready?
Ready.
And go.
This is an unfinished part of your house up near the top where you store stuff. You store it up in
attic.
The what? Yep, there you go. Let's see. Monkeys love to eat these. They're long and yellow. Monkeys eat
bananas.
Yep, there you go. Let's see. After high school, you go on to 4 years of
college.
What? Yep, there you go. And 101 of these in a movie. There's kind of dogs.
Yeah.
Yep. There you go. And a tree that's the same color all year is a what kind of tree? It doesn't lose its leaves. It's...
All right. Okay. There's a buzzer. So put a 4 to the 6, a 10 score for Jason. So Danny and Randy, need 5
Thanks
to tie.
Thanks a lot, Billy.
5 to tie, 6 will win.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Picking up on that last one. Ready, Danny?
Yes, sir.
And go.
So it's a tree that's... Go ahead.
Evergreen.
Yeah, boy, thank you. You can't pin that on me. It wasn't my doing. It's a... Yeah, boy. All right, so these are around your teeth. Your teeth are embedded in them.
Enamel.
No.
Gum.
Attaboy. All right. All right, this is what that circle that goes over the angel's head.
Halo.
Yes.
4.
It's a country that's shaped like a boot.
Italy.
Oh, just missed it.
That was on the buzzer.
Jackety official score game. Jason. Jason wins 10-9.
All right, Danny, when you think, oh, Jackie's so sweet. Oh, Jackie's so nice. Yeah, she robbed us, man. She robbed us.
Daddy, look on the bright side. You can play again anytime. All right.
All right. Thank you.
Danny, we appreciate you, buddy. Have a great day up there. And Jason, look at you over in Hickson, Tennessee, winning a big old box of awesome prize pack. And you're the last name in a hat for that space shuttle pin we're giving away. All right?
Well, good deal.
Good game. Good morning. Got the Big Show on the radio, and it's time for our classic beer request of the morning. Let's see what we got here. Lisa Chico Hanselman from Morgantown, West Virginia. Oh, yeah, Chico and the Hansel Man. Remember that,
Lisa? Oh, yeah.
Lisa says, I'd like to hear the Ward Burton rap, that homie from South Boston, Virginia. You got it, Lisa. Coming up next. Big Show's on the radio, running through you Tuesday morning. And our classic bid request, the John Boy and Billy Facebook page, Lisa Chico Hanselman of Morgantown, West Virginia. I'll hear Ward Burton raps.
Yo, yo, check two, check two. South Boston, Virginia in the house. I said South Boston, Virginia in the house. Where all my spotters at? All right, y'all, hold on just a second here. Hip, hey, hip it to the hip with a hip, hip hop, and you don't stop the rocking to the bang, bang boogie. Say up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. Word up, y'all, from Bill Davis Racing. Big fat pimpin's what y'all are facing. I'm the VIP, the man to see. Big W to the ARD. 22, the man from Dodge. Biggest gangster in the whole garage. Got the car, got the motor. Great big cat on a skid steer loader. I'm killer. It ain't no filler. Don't mess around with the big caterpillar. I'm cool. I ain't no fool. I just opened up my own speech in school. MC Blazin', that's for Satan. See me coming, you're gonna be hurting. I'm Cat Boy. Peep that boy. My spotter's a whole lot better than Fat Boy. Killer Vanilla. Big caterpillar. When I hit the mic, it's always a thriller. That ain't enough to make you flip your wig. Come on down to the souvenir rig where the trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside. Trailer park girls go round the outside. Mm-hmm. You down with CAT? You down with CAT? You down with CAT? Alright, that's enough of this mess here. Peace, we out. Word to your mama and them.
Yeah! Good morning. It's Big Show on the radio here. A few more minutes for you Tuesday. All right, then. Time to give away my daily stuff. A United Space Alliance gold color space shuttle lapel pin, still in plastic bag. And I think we had fun with old buddy Jay Honeycutt, former director of the Kennedy Space Center.
Former dignitary. That's how he was once introduced. It embarrassed him. So I always think of him as former dignitary.
Yeah, so the dignitary, what do you, you know, I know he was like part of the moon landing, the Apollo missions. I mean, he was right there amongst them.
It's he was one of the guys. Remember when Apollo 13, they were having such trouble?
Yeah, man.
And they're trying to figure out how to fix the air scrubbers on it. Yeah. He was one of the people that was working with the simulator in Houston trying to figure
That's
it out.
That's something, yeah. man.
Hard to believe. I mean, once you know him like we know him. Yeah. Really? I was with him. He couldn't find his car keys.
All right. How would you make car keys? All right. Well, Jay, we appreciate you, buddy. So anyway, oh, by the way, the winner, yeah, it was, our wordy word winner from a few minutes ago, Jason Ellis from Hickson, Tennessee. Jason, you got the cool space shuttle lapel pin. All right, good deal. Y'all don't forget, you can go to thebigshow.com. Make sure you register for the weekly stuff giveaway. You ain't got to win. All you got to do is just be able to figure out how to register at thebigshow.com. For the collection of Santas and Snowmen illustrations from the late Sam Bass signed and dated by Sam from the mid-2000s. Rand, how many of them was it, Rand? You took pictures of all of them, like five maybe? Five posters?
I think there were seven total.
Seven total? Yeah. All right, cool. All right, well, y'all check it out when you can at thebigshow.com. And that's where you get that John Boy and Billy Late Risers podcast that'll be dropping for high noon today. All right, then, Billy, well, let's take it.
Bitbox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bits, 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Find your faves at thebigshow.com. Anytime's the perfect time for John Boy and Billy's Southern Sweet Tea, y'all. Stock up at Food Lion or your favorite store. Order JB&B Stuff by phone, 800-471-STUFF. Online services by Animate.com.
Y'all, hope you have a great rest of your day. We'll be back on tomorrow, humping through hump day. We love you and we mean it.
I don't like that insolent tone.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.